In today's news headlines, representatives in the House on Thursday voted to strip newly seated GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments over her disturbing, violent, anti-Semitic and conspiracist speech. A day earlier, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy released a statement saying that although he did not agree with Greene's beliefs, he would not support censuring or sanctioning her. Instead, he mystifyingly pivoted to blaming Democrats because, in his words, they, quote, continue to do nothing about Democrats serving on the Foreign Affairs Committee who have spread anti-Semitic tropes, Democrats on the House Intelligence and Homeland Security Committee compromised by Chinese spies, or the chairwoman of the House Financial Services Committee who advocated for violence against public servants. On Wednesday, at a private meeting, Republicans considered the conduct of both Greene and Representative Liz Cheney, who apparently was sufficiently disloyal to former President Donald Trump. Greene reportedly apologized to her party for making her dangerous claims and received a standing ovation. Eventually, after holding a secret ballot, Republican representatives also voted 145-61 to not punish Cheney. On Thursday, during her weekly press briefing, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addressed the Thursday vote over stripping Greene of her House committee assignments.
Today, the House will vote to remove Representative Greene from her seat on Education and Labor and the Budget Committees. That's just so unfortunate. You would think that the Republican leadership in the Congress would have some sense of responsibility to this institution.
Speaker Pelosi was also asked about the upcoming Senate impeachment trial of the former president.
Why bother? Ask our founders why bother. Ask those who wrote the Constitution. Ask Abraham Lincoln. Ask anyone who cares about our democracy why we are bothering.
Meanwhile, House impeachment managers on Thursday formally asked Trump to testify under oath to the Senate during the trial. The lead impeachment manager, Representative Jamie Raskin, wrote, 2 days ago, you filed an answer in which you denied many factual allegations set forth in the article of impeachment. You have thus attempted to put critical facts at issue, notwithstanding the clear and overwhelming evidence of your constitutional offense. Raskin added, in light of your disputing these factual allegations, I write to invite you to provide testimony under oath, either before or during the Senate impeachment trial concerning your conduct on January 6, 2021. Federal law enforcement has filed charges against more people in connection with inciting the January 6th Capitol riot. Two of them are leaders of chapters of the Proud Boys. One is Ethan Nordian, a leader in the Seattle chapter of the Proud Boys, and the second is Nicholas Oakes, who founded Hawaii's chapter of the same group that Canada's government has declared a terrorist organization. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden, during a traditional ritual in D.C., dubbed the National Prayer Breakfast, denounced what he called political extremism. A new poll by Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research has found that a majority of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the current crises facing the U.S. today. Those expressing approval include about a quarter of all Republicans. The Labor Department's latest figures are out and show that new unemployment claims fell last week for the third week in a row, but the overall number of those filing jobless claims remains high at 779,000. Newly confirmed Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned in her first public interview this week that Congress needs to act to help struggling Americans and that the months ahead would remain very difficult in light of the pandemic still raging. On Thursday, Yellen plans to meet with financial regulators, including those at the Securities and Exchange Commission, over the recent stock market disruption led by an online collective buying up shares of GameStop. In preparation for passing their $1.9 trillion COVID economic relief package, Democrats on Wednesday passed a budget blueprint as a step toward using the reconciliation process in the Senate without Republican support. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders, in his first speech as chair, responded to Republican critics demanding bipartisanship.
So let me remind everybody is that under the Trump administration, massive tax breaks were passed that went to the top 1% and large corporations. 83% of the benefits in the Trump tax plan went to the 1% and large corporations. And you know how bipartisan that bill was, passed in reconciliation? There was not one Democrat that voted for that bill. It was voted just with Republican votes.
That's Senator Bernie Sanders denouncing Republicans hypocritically demanding bipartisanship over a COVID relief bill benefiting Americans. Republicans have already begun laying the groundwork to try to trip up passage of the legislation, filing a whopping 400 amendments to the bill by Wednesday evening in what was being characterized as a voterama. But Democrats appear ready to give up some issues, including a demand for paid sick leave for workers. Progressives were also disappointed to hear President Biden, in a call with Republicans on Wednesday, saying he was, quote, flexible on some numbers in the bill. But now Republican Senator Mitt Romney unveiled his own version of the COVID relief bill that includes giving families with children large stimulus checks. The Washington Post explained that Romney's proposal would provide $4,200 per year for every child up to the age of six, as well as $3,000 per year for every child aged 6 through 17. In comparison, the Democratic version of the bill has $3,600 per year for every child up to the age of six and $3,000 for every child aged 6 to 17. In news from the pandemic, racially discriminatory impacts of the virus remain apparent, as another study based in the U.S. shows Indigenous Americans are dying from COVID-19 at twice the rate of whites. Another new study shows that the international travel was a major factor in the early months of the virus's spread. Although former President Trump took credit for imposing a travel ban from Europe, his actions had the opposite effect, as panicked U.S. citizens crowded into airports and flooded back home without being tested or contact traced. Still, infection rates worldwide are finally dropping today, and trust in new vaccines is increasing as per yet another survey. Meanwhile, scientists have begun testing the efficacy and safety of mixing and matching vaccines. Clinical trials have just begun with test subjects getting a vaccine by one manufacturer and a booster shot some weeks later by another manufacturer. Police are searching for Kyle Rittenhouse and have a new warrant for his arrest after the alleged Kenosha, Wisconsin shooter violated the terms of his release. Rittenhouse is the white teenager championed by racist Trump-supporting extremists for allegedly killing two Black Lives Matter protesters last summer. He was released after far-right groups crowdfunded his bail, and then he promptly went drinking at a bar, despite being underage, and flashed white power signs. His release from jail was highly unusual, given the crimes he has been accused of, and illustrates yet again the kid-glove treatment offered to right-wing white vigilante extremists by the criminal justice system. Adam Coy, a former Ohio police officer, has just been charged with murder in the fatal shooting of a Black man named Andre Hill. Hill was holding a cell phone in his hand when Coy shot him. Coy claims he mistook a silver keychain in Hill's hands for a gun, an all too familiar defense of police accused of shooting Black men. He plans to plead not guilty. And finally, in international news, President Biden has just announced an end to U.S. support for the Saudi war in Yemen. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan made the announcement at a press briefing on Thursday, saying that Biden was keeping his campaign promise to end support for that war. And that does it for our news headlines.